It is time to put Chad Groot on the spot. How to get a job. We're going to talk about the interview this morning. It's time to talk with our job genius, Chad Groot from Express Employment Professionals. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Bruce and Craig. How are you today?
Well, I'm going to interview you, but we're going to talk about the interview. I guess in, more like in quotes or capital letters. That is something that when people go for a job, a lot of anxiety. Talk about, I guess, preparing for the interview. When I come into the interview, sure. What should I already know or have ready?
Sure. So, you know, you do all the preparation, you put the resume together, you're out there job searching, and you land the opportunity for an interview. And there's a lot of do's and don'ts as far as the interview process goes, and I was going to talk a little bit about the don'ts today, but there is a lot of preparation, knowing a little bit about the company, understanding the position, being a little knowledgeable about the industry that you're interviewing for. But at the interview, you know, the first step is a good first impression. You know, I think everybody has heard you don't get a second chance to make a good first impression. And that starts from the time that you walk in the door for the interview. And the whole time, pretty much everything we're doing, we're self-branding. So, you know, one of the don'ts, you would think you don't have to speak to this, but is don't arrive late. You know, that's, for some reason, you know, it's been the term casual late is a new term that I've heard several times here over the years.
Arrive on time, or even early, obviously, because you want to prepare. So what do you think? Give yourself, you know, think of the interview, what, happening maybe 15, 20 minutes before it actually does so that you can work in any kind of traffic situations. Maybe you can't find your left shoe, right? These are things you got to anticipate, right?
Yeah, Bruce, you hit it on the nose. You know, you should always plan that buffer time, at least try to arrive 15 minutes early because you never know what to expect the morning of. The other thing is, you know, don't dress to unimpress. You know, making sure that you're dressed properly for the interview, a minimum of Dockers, a shirt and tie, no matter what position you're interviewing for, you know, from whether it's a forklift operator, you know, up to a mid-level supervisor, just making sure that you're dressed appropriate for an interview, not like you just rolled out of bed or something like that.
And it's different sometimes from what you would actually wear to the workplace when you get the job, right? You're not, there's a difference in how you're dressing for an interview than it is to when you show up on the first day of work, depending on what you're doing, especially if it's a manufacturing type of job, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. You know, a lot of individuals think, oh, I'm only applying for a warehouse job, so I'm going to wear my jeans and my T-shirt to the interview. And that's just, that's bad thinking there.
Yeah, there's part of a uniform you wear that gives you a different set of confidence. You have a T-shirt, you know, you put a necktie on, there's something around your neck holding you up straight, making you feel a little bit more secure than if you just had a T-shirt with some crazy logo on it.
You know, I think about that when I play golf. I dress like a pro, but for some reason it doesn't work for me, Bruce.
Well, okay. I don't think it's, yeah, there's a little more to that.
I suppose. You know, you wouldn't think you'd have to talk about this, but don't talk on the phone. You know, when you arrive for the interview, the phone should be turned off or left in the car. And, you know, you're supposed to be ready for the interview to answer the questions and impress the interviewer. But a lot of individuals come in and they're in the middle of an interview and they're checking their phone, they're answering their phone, they're getting up and leaving the interview to take a phone call. So don't talk on the phone or even take your phone in with you for the interview.
What about when it comes time to opening your mouth? What should you be saying, or should you be listening more? How do you make the interview successful for you?
But, yeah, speaking of the mouth, definitely don't be chewing gum. That's a no on the interview process. But you should be listening intently to the questions and, you know, speak from the heart to the answers. You know, an interviewer is going to know if you're making up an answer, you know, and if you don't have an answer, it's okay to say, you know what, that's a great question. I'd like to revisit that here a little bit later in the interview process. So listening to the question and just being honest and speaking from the heart with your answers.
Chad, how about body language?
Yeah, don't appear bored. During the interview, I sat with several individuals that twiddle their fingers, tapping their feet, slouching in their chair. Body language says a lot about, confidence and attentiveness and those kind of things. So, using yes and no answers when appropriate, but also be able to elaborate on the question and give some insight to your experiences and how they relate to the job.
And then that goes into the thing about sort of prepping your answers, right? You should have some idea of what kind of questions are being asked. Is there a good place to get like a little bit of list of what job interview questions might be asked so that you can at least practice some possible answers?
Sure. We do mock interviewing here at Express Employment Professionals to give individuals an opportunity to really sort of sit in a live interview process. But we also have resources, cue cards, to share with individuals that come here to help us find them a job. We give those to them to, be able to develop their answers, to speak about their past experiences in a positive light and how they learn from them. So, yeah, there's prep on some standard questioning that would happen in an interview process.
Anything else on your list of things not to do at a job interview?
don't lie. Don't have an all-about-me attitude. You want to show to the employer that you're a team player, and you also look at your team members and the company about what you can provide for them, not just what's in it for you. Those are probably some of the key things in the interview process that would set somebody up for a successful maybe next step to a second interview or maybe landing that job that they're looking for.
Chad, what should the applicant know about the company beyond the job?
Beyond the job, I think it's always best to understand what industry they're involved in. Maybe some information on some recent articles that have been in the paper or online about the company's growth or something positive about the company. And then also, trends. Just have a little bit of knowledge. By no means an expert, but to speak fluently and intelligently about the company and their products and maybe what their plans are going forward.
So if you're a late shower upper, liar, sloppy dresser, gum chewing, phone talking person, you pretty much are not going to get the job, is what we learned today, right?
I would say that there's a slim shot that you're going to move on to the hiring process.
Just my thought of this whole thing is there was probably already misspellings in your resume if you're this type of person and you didn't get the interview to begin with. But we kind of joke about that. But these are things that people sometimes don't think about, especially, they may have gum in their mouth from in there, or they have the phone, they forget to turn it off. They just want to have a checklist of things they want to make sure that they do. And I would add one more thing to that. Be polite to all the people at that employee place that you meet, the gatekeeper.
You're interviewing you're interviewing with the entire company. So I would agree.
Right, the gatekeeper, somebody out there, because you never know if you do something outside in the lobby and some guy comes back and, what'd you think of that guy I just looked at? And then you find some other story. So it's always good just to make a good, as you say, a good first impression. What about a follow-up as we wrap things up here? There's a good follow-up, right, after a job interview?
Follow-up is critical to being possibly considered for a second interview, whether it's a handwritten thank you note, a nice email, or even a phone message, thanking the employer and the interviewer for the time in the interview and that you're excited about the opportunity should you be selected.
Our talk this morning with job genius Chad Groot, all about the interview. If you want to find out more about Express Employment Professionals or get details on the help that you have, what can they do?
Stop and visit us Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 992 Abbey Road North in Elyria. Visit our website at www.expresspros.com/LorraineOH or give us a call at 440-723-2882.
Sounds great. Chad Groot from Express Employment Professionals. We will talk again next week. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.